Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop on WNJR 91.7 FM and WNJR.org. Today we have Terry from Great White on the show to talk about his new solo album, Gypsy Dreams. Terry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Well, I've got to be honest, I didn't actually read the press release until after I listened to your album, so I was really surprised to hear the flamenco guitars.
Sorry.
But I absolutely loved it, so I've got to ask you, you know, what inspired you to do a covers album that's Spanish-influenced?
Well, I'm actually from Europe. My dad was from Spain. I was a guitar player playing jazz, flamenco, all that stuff. And my mom is French. And so when I was a kid, I did spend a lot of time in Spain. And my parents used to take me to watch those gypsy concerts. Actually, okay. Not really concerts, but mostly gathering, you know, where the gypsies play and the dancers, the flamenco dancers dance. And I was taken by it. I was mesmerized by it because it was so beautiful, and the music touched me very deeply. And later on, I became a rock singer. You know, you do different things, but I've always loved that stuff. And I thought it'd be a good idea eventually to go back to the roots and mix a little bit of rock with the Latin / flamenco vibe.
Well, taking on such classic rock songs, you know, like Black Sabbath's Heaven and Hell, and doing justice to them with these unique arrangements must have been a huge challenge. How did you decide which songs you were going to cover?
Well, actually, it was, for example, Whole Lotta Love is the very first song I have ever learned in my life. I'm still learning it, by the way, but that was it's a beautiful song. And when I was a kid growing up in Europe, I wanted to be, of course, like every kid, I wanted to be a rock star, or you want to be a movie star, or whatever. Anyway, okay. I wanted to be a singer. And the very first song I have ever learned was Whole Lotta Love. And so I thought it'd be an easy one to do because of the, if you listen to the song, if you listen to Led Zeppelin, they do have a lot of Middle Eastern Spanish influence.
Sure.
If you really listen to that. So especially songs like Kashmir or that, so you can really feel that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an easy one for me to do. Sabbath. Well, I've always been a big Sabbath fan. Especially, I love Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah.
I think Ronnie was one of my all-time favorite singers. And the very first song we put together, believe it or not, was that one. We got together with my two guitar players at the time, Ben Woods and Luis Villegas. We got together and we said, well, why don't we try something different? And we did Heaven and Hell. We played it in front of a crowd. And the audience was so taken by it that I said, oh, I think we got something. So it's like, you know, you try. Life is about trying, and you try things, and sometimes you get good at it, sometimes you get successful. But the good thing is you have to try. You can't just keep doing the same things. You know?
Right. Well, it's very unique, and I think it definitely does work. I'm a very big Dio fan, so I have really enjoyed it. So,
I met Ronnie when I was in, when I first came to Los Angeles. Uh-huh. In 1986, I came and I met Ronnie James Dio, and I liked him right away. First, he's short. He was short like me. I'm short. So I said, oh, I love this guy. And then, of course, his voice, I mean, oh my God. And then second of all, he gave me some nice advice. He was really humble, really nice to me. He realized I was just a little kid coming from Europe and didn't know much. And he said, you know, follow your heart. Do what you think is right. Don't let anybody else tell you you can't, or you can't do this, or can't do that. And, you know, I know it doesn't sound like much, but when you meet such a rock star like Ronnie James,
right.
You know, and you just got off the boat with your bag and your guitar, and you have big hopes, meeting someone like him, and so humble, such a great person, you changed my life. I said, oh my God, I can't believe I just met Bonnie James Dio and he was nice to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've had the great opportunity to meet him as well. And he always amazed me, like you said, being so humble and actually remembering my name from, you know, year to year and knowing who I was. I don't know how he could do that as many people as he'd encountered in his life. So,
right. Yeah. Yeah, he just, I think he was genuine. He was real. That's all. Yeah. I think Ronnie was an artist, a musician, not a rock star, which mm-hmm. is, I know people may not understand exactly what I'm trying to say here, but there's a big difference between a rock star and an artist. A rock star has that fancy thing and the fancy jewelry and the flashy cars and women and everything. Ronnie was an artist.
Yeah.
He wanted to create, he wanted to be remembered as an artist, and that's what I hope to be remembered as an artist, not a rock star, because I'm certainly not a rock star.
Okay.
I don't have that mentality. I mean, you know, when I wake up in the morning and I have to bring my kid to school, I don't feel like a rock star.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God, I just slept 3 hours, really?
Well, I have to tell you, I had the great opportunity to preview the Making of Great White's Full Circle video last week, and you had, they got it over to me from your publicity, Melissa sent it over, and and I saw in the video you said that you don't like to write song lyrics, so I was a little curious to hear more about, you know, what you do enjoy, you know, with writing songs. Do you prefer doing the musical arrangements like you've done for this album?
Yes, I'm a big music fan. I would write you a song in a heartbeat in 5 seconds. I write like a machine. I mean, it doesn't sound like a machine, but I write all the time. Uh-huh. I'd be driving in my car, and I have a melody that comes out of nowhere, and I have to record it right away. I write all the time. I used to be a staff writer back in the 80s for a publishing company. So, you know, when they gather a bunch of songwriters and you write for other artists.
Okay.
I used to do that. I used to, I wrote a lot of music and little loops for some films and music libraries. I can write like nonstop. Now, producing also is interesting. But when it comes down to writing lyrics, I'm like, oh God, really? I have to. So it's kind of twisting my arm. I'm like, all right. So I'm a good partner. I like to sit down. I get a bunch of lines going on, and then I usually hook up with somebody else. Back in the days, I hooked up with my good friend Pat Fontaine. Or recently, I hooked up again with my friend J.K. Northrop. Or I would just, for that particular album, I would just hook up with Michael Lordy and Mark Kendall, who would just sit down and write down. I would say, hey, this is what I have as far as lyrics, and Mark and Michael would say, oh, it's pretty crappy, let's do it again. No, I'm just kidding. Mark and Michael would say, it's good, it's really good. How about if we do this, if we do that? And I'm a team player. I think it's really important to be a team player for myself, not for some other artist. But so I listen and I'm like, okay. And I always want to improve, Kara.
Yeah.
I always want to improve. I don't believe that I reached my peak. I always believe that one can do better. What can I do to be better? That's my thing every day. What can I do to be a better man, to be more successful, to be a better father, a better husband, better whatever, better friend to another friend? This is what my life is all about. I think it's really important to never stop believing and never stop to want to be a better person.
Wonderful. Well, you've definitely been a busy guy with your solo release coming out and the Great White album coming out. How do you have time to do all of these things? Yeah.
Well, I haven't slept since 1989. No, you know what I do is I work a lot. I work like nonstop. I sleep really few hours because I have a kid, so you know she's 11 years old, so stuff. So I sleep, and again, as I told you, Kara, I don't live the life of a rock star.
Right.
My life is really simple, and you know, I have friends, and I collect cars and stuff like that. That's about it, you know. So I sleep very little, I'd say about 4 to 5 hours per night, that's all.
Wow.
And then, yeah, that's all I do. And then for weeks at a time, and then all of a sudden, I would like crash and pass out for like 24 hours, I'm gone. Don't even talk to me, like, you know, and that's it. You know, and I don't do drugs, I don't drink, I'm not into that stuff, no medication, no anything like it. It's just, I work out, I do a lot of martial arts still, and, you know, and then one day I'm so tired, I just pass out for 24 hours, that's it. And then I do it again for you know, get 4 or 5 hours a night of sleep, that's all I can get. That's all I can get anyway, because I wake up, my mind work all the time. I'd be sleeping, okay, and the song would be coming out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, really? So a song or a thought, mm-hmm, or something that happened recently, I'd be thinking about it, and I can't sleep. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to catching you on the road this summer with Great White, and we wish you the best with your new album, Gypsy Dreams. Terry, do you expect to do any touring with your own solo album?
Yes, I will do some touring with my solo album when my schedule with Great White allow it.
Okay.
Everybody has to understand that my priority is Great White, of course. This is a big year for us, the new album, and we're going to be shooting a video on this weekend. We have a lot of things going on, but
mm-hmm,
so I will definitely concentrate on Great White always. But the side project is very dear to my heart, and I hope to do some, and I will actually do some special events at the special you know, festivals and venues, you know, in between shows, in between Great White shows. I'll be able to do that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today with the Pure Rock Shop on WNJR-FM. We wish you the best.
Thank you very much, Karen. You take care of yourself. You be well, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you.